Well, now, as far as like these games,
they playing in the regular arenas. It's just so no fans. Oh, no, no bubble.
So it's like the NFL was.
What do you mean?
The NFL was allowing fans, though.
Yeah, like 11,000, 10,000 fans. Nothing crazy.
11,000 fans ain't crazy.
Not I mean, compared to like the 90,000 seats.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's still like a small percentage.
Yeah. It's like 10%.
And it still don't feel like a game. Like 11,000 really feel like shit in there.
And some of the distance.
Yeah, some of
them teams used to it.
Some of them players said it feels like a glorified scrimmage.
But that shit really count.
It count. Y'all seen this young nigga ball in the NBA?
How are they going to navigate that, though? Because, like, the bubble was easy because they had a few weeks to do. Like, to do the entire season as seamless, this nigga is rolling a goddamn mozzarella stick. That shit's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fat. This shit is disgustingly fat.
We're trying to stay awake here, brother. Benefit, please, whenever you're ready.
I was asking if you guys seen that young nigga LaMelo Ball hooping.
Fuck, this guy is incredible.
Yeah, this nigga's raw as fuck, dog.
His daddy told us.
Yeah, he told niggas.
Is that the only place you heard it?
Yeah.
Only like I remember.
The only place that mattered.
Okay.
What's Lonzo doing?
Nothing.
He's doing his thing.
Bagging groceries soon.
Where is he?
No one knows. No one cares.
Is a little thief signed?
No, he sucks too.
He got cut. He was signed and got cut.
Is he good?
No.
He's supposed to be the best shooter of the three of them. I think he can shoot though, for real. Like, if you ever watch him work out.
Could you beat him 1-on-1?
Fuck yes.
I feel like once his brother
who the fuck
gets...
All right.
Chris?
Yeah, never mind.
Once his brother gets enough clout, he might be able to sneak in somewhere on some Seth Curry shit.
Maybe.
He could definitely be a corner spot of shooter.
He doesn't even look like an NBA player. He looks like a short, fat nigga.
His brother's like, come on. Like, you have
Jared Dudley's in the NBA. Why can't he beat it?
I guess you have a point.
Okay, that's probably the best point.
Whenever I think about Jared Dudley,
that's my best point. You really think so? Honestly.
I don't think about basketball. I think about his anti-gay PSAs. That's what I know Jared Dudley for.
What?
Telling people that we shouldn't say that's gay. That's the only thing I know him for doing.
He was doing that?
Yes.
He, for 2 years, I saw nothing but Jared Dudley anti-gay. Hey, bro, you shouldn't say that's gay. That's offensive.
Remember when Kobe called the referee a blagget? That's when they started the blagget crusade.
Kobe has paid some money for his mouth, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But he writes checks that he could cash.
Glory.
Big facts.
Niggas.
Ladies and gents.
Who is Benny B?
Niggas in the game.
That's me.
Shabba
this is the
sweet
Niggas
sweet
with the Biggest Podcast.
Niggas.
Shabba back to you
sweet
once again.
Niggas.
Go ahead and do your thing. No man.
Want some niggas with opinions. You want some niggas with opinions. You want some niggas with opinions. You want the niggas with opinions. Nigga with opinions. Nigga with opinions. Nigga. 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 You need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. You need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. You should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Real niggas, I'm surrounded by plenty. Fuck niggas, wanna kill me 50 minute. Hey, real niggas ain't friendly. On the freestyle, hottest podcast. After this shit, I'm gonna get me some pot ass. Ooh, hey. Rocking out like rock class. Eating brock class in the vegan trap house. On the freestyle, I'm gonna black out. See your bitch and have a Mac out. I take her home and put her black out. That's his facts, wow. Feeling groovy, bitch. I can feel a spirit moving through me, bitch. Get on my dick, boy. Don't be no groupie, bitch. Get out of my way. AKA move thee, bitch. Move yourself. Get out the way, ho. On some E-40 shit. Out of Vallejo. No playing GA, ho. Get out my way, ho. Ricky, stay on the background vocals. We international. You fuck niggas is local. Hey, you fuck niggas is broke. We laughing at y'all boys. You fuck niggas some jumbos. Or Jackal. On this shit about to tackle. Go to McDonald's and eat a Big Mac. Little rascals. Alfalfa. Ooh. Furry like an alpaca. Okay, I'm done. I'm fucking reaching. What if I said furry like an alpaca? I know it's time to stop.
It's time to stop.
It's time to stop. Right there's the line.
Camel if you shoot
it. It spits.
That's ridiculous. And the word is alpaca.
Come on.
Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Is a reach, okay?
You could have rhymed alpaca with alfalfa.
That's what I did. After that, I was out.
Hey, relax your big ass, huh?
This thing ain't even got no neck, really.
For real.
Guys, if you can see, this is Oscar. Oscar works security for us. We decided that when shit got kind of tense, we needed security.
Yeah.
So Oscar kind of sits in the cut and kind of watches the door as we record.
Like a tall-ass Jeffrey.
Yeah. Except he's not fucking modeling here. He's actually working.
Yeah.
This fucking lick-lipping bastard over here. This nigga.
Put Jeffrey as security at the live show. He's fucking modeling this
fucking,
shit.
Fucking posing and profiling.
Who let the thugs in? You're supposed to keep them out.
Who let the thugs in?
Maybe a title.
That might be one.
Who let the thugs in?
Jeff.
All right, guys. New year, same shit. Is there anything that you're looking forward to 2021 this year? Ben.
I'm your scapegoat, man.
Yeah, man.
It's not fair.
Yeah, man.
But,
you're like... What do we call it in science? When the shit that's the straight line is going to make the most sense. I don't know what it is. But this the fucking wild factor over here. The
common denominator.
I can't make any of these niggas my hypothesis. They're fucking assholes.
You'd be right in your analysis.
Yeah, here we go. You see that?
But I'm looking forward to finding ways to innovate what I'm doing. Like, be innovative. And, trusting myself a little bit more this year to, I don't know, just take a chance. Take a chance and, you know, not be afraid with my money in terms of investing and not being afraid of pumping it into the things that I'm passionate about, like my passion projects and things of that nature. Just looking forward to an opportunity to just improve upon that. And
I think
upon myself.
We've seen many people be rewarded during the pandemic just for balls, just for putting their money in unorthodox places, trying to extend themselves where they wouldn't before. And I mean, it's paid off. I mean, like, now is the time to try to be innovative. I think that's a great goal. Richard, anything that you're excited about for the year 2021?
Yeah, I'm excited about the possibility of finishing school. Hopefully that comes to fruition. If all goes well.
Damn, bro. Yeah. You've been on your beam.
Nigga, went to ITT Tech. It shouldn't happen that fast. Something's wrong. Something's fucking wrong.
That's crazy.
This nigga went to Lindsay Hopkins. Fuck that shit.
Whatever it takes, man.
That nigga went to fucking Romeo school. Whatever the fuck that shit was. He went to that fucking Little Romeo nursing program. I don't trust that shit. Show me the paperwork.
Little Romeo.
Wait. I think it's coming to me. ICDC?
ICDC. Damn it. I was searching.
Chill out.
Y'all niggas.
Sit on the couch, not doing anything. Come be a nurse. Fuck this shit.
ICDC.
Y'all seen the? Did y'all see like the clip on The Simpsons where they kind of made a mockery of that, saying our school is so good that we have to make a commercial about it. Like if the school is actually good, they don't have to give you a commercial.
Yeah, that's true.
When I see Ricky with a lab coat on, I'm gonna fucking die, bro. That's when I know it's real. that lives are in his hands.
When I see him in Scrubs, I get scared.
Like the same hands that I watch fuck up.
Yeah. Equipment.
Oh my God. The way he handles equipment. How do you handle brittle bones? I don't understand.
Godspeed.
His children are indestructible. You see him. You see him. Indestructible. Titanium.
Yeah.
Arya's tough. They're
made from tough as fucking nails.
For the same thing as Wolverine.
That's a fucking Wolverine surgery.
Yeah.
Chris, what are you excited about for this year?
I am excited for the potential zombie apocalypse that's going to happen after everyone takes the vaccine, right? So, because when everyone that took the vaccine starts turning to zombies and stuff,
right?
I've been waiting on this thing for a while. Like, I've been studying and watching movies for a long time, so I really, like, I got a plan and everything.
So your plan of action is already in place. You have a bunker and everything.
Nah, I'm not going to even bunker down, bro. I'm out of here.
And you're sitting here engaging him saying, right.
I mean, you have to let me get his thoughts out. Right. This is a platform, however, for niggas with
not
set
niggas
opinions.
With opinions.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Are my opinions not welcome?
So he's
on
allowed
niggas with opinions
to state his. He's allowed to state these things here.
Okay.
He asked me what I was looking forward to. That's what I was looking forward to when he asked me.
The zombie apocalypse. I've watched The Walking Dead. I know what I'd do.
What would you do?
I'm ready.
For what? You don't even know what kind of zombies you're going to get.
I'm going to join the zombies, I think.
You're just going to say, fuck it?
Why?
And let them bite you?
You think life is running from zombies forever?
It don't have to be.
If I become a zombie, it won't be.
I just want to be able to recreate the Thriller video. That's all. It's close to me.
It's going to be one asshole dancing among zombies.
Lurking in the dark.
What if he ends up becoming like the king of the zombies? Because
he knows choreography.
He knows the choreography.
Oh, it'd be over for you.
Choreography is some kind of magic.
I'm coming for plus
first.
Remember all the Michael Jackson jokes, bitch? Now, every day you got to live the Thriller video. Every fucking day.
Let's think about how unrealistic that shit was. You mean to tell me these motherfuckers who could barely walk coming down the street all of a sudden are fucking shimmying and shoulder sliding down the street?
Breaking through doors, fucking moonwalking and fucking breakdancing and shit.
And why is he the guy calling the shots? Who picked him?
And how did he become a zombie? Wasn't he a werewolf?
And it just feels like there were easier ways to get her to fuck you, Michael. Like, you didn't have to do all this. She would have came to your house eventually.
I think he was playing the zombie, but was all, and then playing the person who became.
Wasn't
the
werewolf the movie?
It was.
Yeah.
But that's where they got the concept from. His eyes went yellow at the end.
Yeah. As if I was doing this shit the whole time.
Yeah.
So the fucking zombie shit was a smokescreen.
I'm not funny.
Or maybe the zombie thing was the movie.
I'm not here to deconstruct pedophiles. I don't care what he's doing. Really.
Not once did we mention R. Kelly. Not once did we mention R. Kelly.
Deconstruct pedophiles is nice.
No, that's not happening. That's not fucking happening. So fuck you.
We can put R. Kelly in blocks and take him apart.
That'd be great. I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
R. Kelly.
That motherfucker's also been trying to get out of jail. They are not lying.
Oh, no, he's finito. No,
he's in there, bro.
What's his justification? What is he? What
he
is
got
saying?
His ass beat.
Probably saying he won't fuck anymore with your kids. I don't
abuse.
Know.
He's getting jumped. He wants to watch his kids grow
he's
up.
He's getting jumped.
Whatever he can.
Do you believe that shit?
Yes.
Is he actually getting jumped, or he's just saying that? I don't think they're jumping him.
I think common knowledge is how sex offenders are treated in prison isn't very nice.
But he has money. He's in a general pop.
Money from where?
Oh, that's true. That's right. So yeah.
Like, he doesn't own his master, so his streams isn't his money. Yeah. He can't perform any shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, where's his income coming from? But like, he's been rocking off of donations. They said that they recently found this secret account of money that he was hiding. So even his fucking nest egg is gone.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
He can't hide nothing from the government.
Because if he owned all of his music or had points on it, maybe. But he sold his catalogs to pay for his legal team.
Long time ago, too.
Imagine being that afraid of going where you belong.
Yeah.
That you're willing to trade everything to try to avoid it.
That's what I'm saying.
And
niggas,
you still end up
like
there. Like
I said, like we said on
master.
One of the previous episodes, niggas want to go to, don't want to get free from jail, but do everything in their power to go to jail. It's stupid to me.
Crazy concept.
doesn't make sense.
Is it going to break your heart to see like R. Kelly and what he's going to look like maybe 10, 20, 30 years from now? It's going to be a tremendous fall from grace. It's already happening.
In the event that we care.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Because, I mean, like, 5 years from now, who's going to give a shit?
You shouldn't
No,
care.
But he saw him as one of the GOATs is why I'm asking.
No, he is one of the GOATs. Musically, he is one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
And I'd be hard-pressed to believe that somebody in the next 5 years is going to come in and erase that. I don't think he's ever coming out. But
yeah, I think
if he does come out, I think his album will still be number one whenever he makes it.
Shit.
I don't think so. I think
you think niggas are still gonna ride by him?
I think enough time will have passed and people will like his core. Nobody's buying his shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I really wish that I could pay to watch him sing in jail. I'd pay for the stream. I know he's singing his ass off in there. Like he's killing the
Being
talent
on
show.
Cans.
And what? Could you imagine R. Kelly's voice with those jailhouse acoustics?
That's right.
Oh,
I know they're killing him in there.
That's probably how he's keeping them niggas off his ass.
Hey,
yeah, no, they on his ass. Don't worry, they're killing him. Don't worry, he's singing in there.
Singing like a motherfucker.
He's singing in there. Right.
Giving that motherfucker 16 play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of foreplay.
Damn, Robert.
All right, so
damn, Bobby.
It's time to have a really weird conversation, guys. And I was saving it for this perfect moment. Chris, don't leave just yet, please. I need you to stay for 1 second, okay? I was in like the supermarket, and this girl came, and she was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I recognized her, but I could not figure out from where. But she was beautiful. We're talking it up. We exchanged numbers. And she's like, "We have to catch up." And I was like, "Oh, bitch, we absolutely have to catch up." Still trying to figure out where I know her from. So because I have her number, you know, awesome stalker shit, I put the number in Facebook. Her page pops up. Going through her page, going through her friend. She was in a special ed class in my elementary school, middle school, and high school. Okay. The whole time. Special ed as fuck. Special classes, different lunch, hung out with the helmet boys. Okay. But it's like, when I saw her, bro, this is a fine ass, grown ass woman. Then it began to make me think, brother, like, all the special ed motherfuckers from high school, they're in general population now. They're in gen pop. Hey, when you meet a bitch at the club, you don't know what bus she rode to school, right? Guys?
Bro,
you're right.
Look at most of these artists are special ed.
You have to think about it. Like, everybody in the ED class, like, you know, the emotional development, they're in here with us.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys, now that we're here, yes? Yeah. Is if you're dating somebody and you found out that they were in remedial classes or like held back hella or even like mentally slow and you just didn't notice. Or maybe, how do I put this? I'm trying to figure out how to put this. Because when I saw her in the supermarket, nothing about her said that anything was different. Like, I didn't pick up on any things, but I knew where she was all through school. But there were no red flags. This is a woman.
I don't think that the special ed kids meant that you were dumb.
What did it mean?
Some special ed kids just had like learning disabilities. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that you're dumb. You can't function in society.
And that's where I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking that it's probably just based off of the curriculum that they have to learn and show that they have a grasp on.
Yeah.
They may be slower than the rest of the student body. But
at that age,
that doesn't mean they can't function.
At 7 years old, you're not grasping what you need to be grasping as a normal 7 year old should. So they put you in somewhere else to help you be able to grasp.
They could be normal socially.
Yeah.
A lot of the funny kids, well, at least in my elementary school, the funny kids, they were in the slow classes sometimes.
Nigga, do you guys see these rappers and athletes interviews? These motherfuckers are special ed. These motherfuckers y'all look up to are special ed. So you mean to tell me you won't date somebody that was a special ed? Your favorite artist is special ed.
And it's like, that's I know what I'm special ed. I sound like an idiot, but it just it blew my mind because when we graduated, I never thought about where those people went. I don't mean to say those people like they're not us, but like I don't know where they went.
You think they go to like some special community?
Of course,
disappear into
special
some
high school, special college, special job,
special community,
special life, special neighborhood,
and have more special is more special people.
Special people, but bro,
oh no,
that means you niggas really need to see like your old lady yearbook,
or her old report card. You can tell me you're smart, but bitch, let me see.
Let me see.
Don't talk about like, it. Let me see. Start singing like Usher. Let me see, nigga.
Nah, you gotta watch him graduate.
Let me see. Let me see. Nah, but well, so what was your question about the special ed?
I guess just like if you found out that like
if you found out your girl was a special ed, does that change things?
Is that gonna change anything for you? Is what you're asking?
No, it's not going to change anything because if it's for me, if you're my girl, that means you're smart enough or you're able to function. Like you've met the criteria that I have for wanting a girlfriend.
Or maybe so you ain't challenged her yet.
It's fine. I mean, in what way?
I don't know. Maybe the way a way that she's
a math test.
If we're being fair, all girls are special ed. I mean, if we're keeping it a buck.
They gonna fry your ass.
If I'm being insensitive, I apologize. It's mind blowing to me. Is all.
I mean,
she was fine.
Yeah, I'm saying, special ed doesn't mean you're a fucking idiot. It just means you just, you know.
There are a lot of people that didn't deserve to be in special ed that were placed in special ed.
Just like there's a lot of people who were put in ESOL that didn't belong in ESOL.
Damn, Chris, racism. Damn.
What do you mean? ESOL is for what? Not to learn English and... Yeah, some kids grew up in a household where they speak predominantly their native language.
They threw Amos in ESOL. He didn't need it.
But that's what I'm saying. There are definitely kids in there that...
He didn't need it. He was born in America. He spoke perfect English.
Hey,
so same thing could happen to a special ed kid.
If you ate lunch with the Helmet Boys in high school, send us a DM so that we can know.
Do they know how to send DMs?
Chill. You have to stop it.
Every time you see,
the way you ask a question makes it seem like I'm just giving you a response. You see how stupid my response was? That's how this question is. You know what I'm saying? Just because they're special ed don't mean they're fucking retards.
Every time you say Helmet Boys, I see two kids in helmets banging their heads together some reason.
I thought that in this 2021, that we would definitely run out of ways to possibly get turned off and canceled, but no. Always innovative ways. Look, because whenever I can see how uncomfortable Ben is, I know that we're doing something right. Ben's uneasy. He don't like what we're saying or where we're going. And that's why I want to live here.
I can't use the R word.
Oh, R word.
No. No one said R or anything.
No. He said it.
No one said RoboCop. Did you?
No. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
No.
No one said RoboCop.
I never
said it.
No one said it.
No one said RoboCop. We use all the fucking dancy nice words, but no one said RoboCop.
I think I did.
Look at the world we live in.
We're going to find out sooner or later.
I got to add that to my Rolodex of words I can't use anymore. I got to replace Blagget, and I got to replace. So be tarded.
Do you know, I was listening to... we shouldn't say female conversation in Clubhouse. And then he was like, some dude said, sometimes it's very necessary when you're describing women in like male-dominated careers, like female comedian. And then he was like, we do it all the time when we call men in the nursing fields. We call them male nurses. And it's like, when he said that shit, the room was dead fucking silent. Huh? 20 fucking moderators, silence, because they were saying that nobody ever calls men males, and that men would be offended if they were reduced to male. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about being called male.
Right?
Does being called male offend any of you guys?
Offend me?
No,
I don't know.
It doesn't offend.
It
me
depends
at all.
On the context you use it though. Like if you say like, oh, you fucking males, that's offensive.
What's offensive about it?
That's not offensive to me. Because
you're grouping me with a bunch of niggas that you feel the type of way about. You don't know me.
What does she know you?
Yeah. It's different, I guess.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what does that
mean? Say, nobody knows me? Don't nobody know a nigga like that?
They don't.
I just hate this new thing where everybody's just so overly sensitive and offended by every fucking thing. Who cares, man? Like, who cares? So what? Male nurse, male deal? All right.
Like, I don't...
Who cares, man?
I get gender identity and things of that nature and whatever you identify as. But for me, I think it's just a form of logic. If somebody's trying to explain something to me and tell me the type of individual that they're referring to and whatever they're telling me, they might have to say male so I can get a clear understanding.
So here was their argument. Their argument was to say female is dehumanizing because you can say, because females are of all species. They were like, the proper term is woman or lady because that kind of humanizes them. Okay. To call them a female is interspecies.
But lady, not even a term of endearment. Like,
neither is female.
Do they know what being called a lady is?
Lady can't be offensive. Fuck you. I'll fight for that.
Lady is like what they used to call prostitutes and shit.
I mean, if they said lady of the night, yeah. No. I've never heard lady being
called Creole Lady Marmalade.
All right, this is when we segue. This is whenever niggas start making Christina Aguilera references, it's time. Voulez-vous coucher?
She said Creole Lady Marmalade.
All right, my brothers, I'm about to read you a quote. I need to know our feelings on this quote. Black men don't hate oppression. They hate that it's happening to them. They oppress as soon as they get the financial or the, the financial means to. Do we agree or disagree? Because when I first saw this, right, I immediately thought about, like, what I would want to do with all my money. It's pretty much just pee on black women mostly. And it's like,
what?
Not specifically, but you know, just money and sex and champagne.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
champagne
just.
Champagne showers.
Yeah, just champagne showers. So, I mean, it's like, would I be using this shit to, like, not be an oppressor? I don't think so.
But how are you doing that as an oppressor?
Are you.
Maybe they want to be champagne showered. Maybe they live for champagne showers.
Oppression describes you doing something to people who don't want it done to them. Mm-hmm. So I doubt that if your champagne shower, if my good friend Plus is champagne showering with seven whores, I really don't think that...
It's oppressive?
Yeah. I feel like all seven of the whores will want to be there.
Okay.
So and now, all of them want the champagne showers.
So then you agree, so you disagree that black men are oppressive in nature?
Not in nature. I think when you're in a system that's oppressive and you like you elevate in that system, the system's still oppressive. So whether or not you're actively oppressing people, the system that you're a part of is oppressing people. And people got to understand that we in America... The American economic system is oppressive. The justice system is oppressive. The political system is oppressive. The entire thing is built on oppression. So if all of the foundation of everything here is oppressive, if you rise up here, chances are, yes, you probably did oppress someone. But it's not, I think people focus too much on what you did to get somewhere versus the things that you've done while you're there. Like, I'm sure there are plenty of ways where you could balance it.
So are you saying that we give a G pass to oppressors who have been oppressed? Because they're just doing what they were taught?
No, I'm not saying. Like. I'm not saying you give a G pass to anybody that's oppressing anybody. What I'm saying is that in an oppressive system, if it's that a financial come up is what happens and you oppress people, people in America who are rich naturally oppress other people. They don't do it on purpose. It's just how it's set up. They'll get bookings at a restaurant first because they can pay for it. They'll get, they'll be able to go certain places because of their tax bracket. They'll get certain tax breaks because of how much money they make. You won't get a tax break because of how much money you don't make.
So for me, I kind of disagree only because I feel like the statement itself is probably misstated. Because to be an oppressor, like a true oppressor, you have to be in a position of great power. I don't feel like we're in those positions. Like,
I mean, but can you agree that great power is subjective?
It could be.
And
but
even if you have a little power, it can be seen as great power from a smaller vantage point.
That's true. But she said, as soon as they have the financial means to.
But that's the thing, because
I don't equate having
$10,000 to the right bitch is a rich nigga.
Yeah, but being rich doesn't mean that you have power. It just means that you've made money for yourself. Having true power is like somebody who can affect their community, somebody who has like a big-ass platform, being able to galvanize people and whatnot, and like their stature is something that they can use to, I guess, force themselves on somebody. Because when I think of that person saying they're oppressors as soon as they get the financial means to, I immediately like go to people like allegedly Russell Simmons, who forced himself on those women in his office. He's in a position of power. It's because not just his wealth alone.
I still feel like you're speaking to grand scale oppression. Because by definition, you're saying only big oppression is real oppression.
No.
Because you're saying that textbook, like, I can't really be an oppressor unless I have big power and big money. Which and so you're talking about oppression on like a huge governmental scale. Okay. But I mean, oppression is just defined as prolonged, cruel, and unjust treatment or control.
So that's just anybody with power, though.
But the thing is, the nigga whose wife is terrified of him.
That could be seen as oppression.
That's oppression.
And that's power. He's not super rich or successful or can do anything. He can't galvanize shit.
But then again.
But he can still oppress in that house.
But then again, that could also throw that could also lead back to my point, because he's not super rich, which means what financial means did he reach
okay.
to where he can become an oppressor?
Let's
he
was just an say oppressor, if period. The statement is that black men oppress when they get the opportunity to do so.
I would say yes.
Yikes.
I would say that it happens. I would say it happens. It does happen. It's something real and it's something that needs to be addressed more often. There are a lot of black men who do oppress.
Yes. Is that a nature or nurture thing? Giving Ben the bars tonight.
It could be. And that's the only, this is the only, when you say that, this is the only place where I could kind of piggyback off of what Chris said. It could be a little bit of nurture because like Chris Brown, per se, allegedly, well, can we say allegedly at this point that he hit Rihanna?
I think he beat her.
Or it's just, that's public knowledge.
Beat herself.
Yeah, okay. So, it turns out that his father was a monster.
Yeah.
So he said. So, there, I feel like there's a little bit of nurture that could lead a man to become an oppressor in that fashion, in his own household.
Is a successful black, let's say a successful black person, like let's say like LeBron.
Yeah.
And we see how good he is. He's not an oppressor. Now, let's say he didn't put his friends in position to succeed. Would that be considered oppressive?
Like, let's say if he used his power and influence to block their opportunities. Let's say if he used his power and money to block his wife from doing things that she wanted to do. Let's say that's oppressive. Because you understand, like, he's LeBron. He can say, don't hire that motherfucker, don't work with that motherfucker, and it can be done. He can use his power to make those things happen. If he chose to do those things, that is oppressive, no?
Yeah.
Talk to me, Ben. What's up, Big Epiphany?
It came to me. You saw it.
I saw your face. What happened?
I may have to agree with the sister. I assume it's a sister.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stories about Jay-Z blocking niggas. There's a lot of stories about him doing it. That's oppressive behavior.
And, like, when I was listening to Chris speak, I was thinking about, like, niggas like Diddy, who, like, came into this business. Niggas like Pharrell. Niggas who came into this business and took their lumps. Mm-hmm. Got raped, got oppressed. Mm-hmm. Now you have your money, you have your building.
Now they're doing the
You can choose to further oppress because you've been oppressed, or you can choose to do things a completely different way. And I mean, we've heard enough testimony to know what way that they've decided to go in. But it's like what Chris mentioned is now, do niggas who oppress after being oppressed deserve any more sympathy or special treatment?
No. If you're going to treat people like shit after you got treated like shit and see the effects of you getting treated like shit, what it has, and you don't give a fuck, you just choose to keep doing it, yeah, I don't feel a fucking sympathy for you. And I just feel like as black people, we shouldn't be oppressing each other. We should be helping each other.
Facts.
As much as we possibly can.
Facts.
Because black people drive this fucking thing. We are like, we're the culture. Like, we dictate the music. We dictate the fashion. We dictate the lingo. We dictate everything. So why oppress each other? You're just fucking it up for everybody. But I know it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some niggas that just don't know how to handle that power.
Exactly.
They just don't know how to handle it. So then you just start like belittling people around you. You just start going crazy.
Because psychology tells us, especially like when you feel powerless in other places, you're going to flex your power the most wherever you have it.
Yeah, you're going to flex. You're going to cope. It helps you cope.
You understand?
Cops.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Don't cough it out, man. Just saying. Don't cough and pussy ass crackers. Whole ass crackers.
Bitch ass crackers. Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it interesting as fuck because, like, as black men, it's really tough to see ourselves as oppressors because, nigga, like, the narrative is we get oppressed. But if we can look at things objectively, I can see how black men specifically objectify the black gay community, the black trans community. Like, I mean, women, maybe. Maybe we subject women sometimes, but that community, most certainly, right?
Yeah.
We've used whatever power that we have to shit on them whenever we could. Oh, Chris with the snacks. May God bless you. Okay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher. Do you know where else you can get more of Christopher's blessings? Huh? Are you aware? Did you know?
Tell us.
You can get more of Christopher's blessings at the Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Give us a call at 954-241-7402. Brand new menu every day. Instagram, Delight Juice Bar, Twitter, Vegan Trap Lord. Pull up, still with that fire. We still with the games. We still with the good food. We still with the safety. We still with the cleanliness. We still with the nurturing for your soul. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Pull up. Christiana, huh? The food will grow up on you. We ain't serving no bologna. Chris is the owner. Ooh. Pull up the Vegetarian Delight. Go ahead and treat your body right. Won't have you burning like no Sprite. At Vegetarian Delight. Go ahead and eat some veggie. Ooh, I preach the gospel if you let me. All the vegetables are ready. Getting letty. Vegetarian. I. Vegetarian. All right. Hard pivot. Is there anybody that you niggas can hit on the phone and just call if you niggas were feeling heartbroken?
Y'all niggas.
So, like, specifically, like, if you feeling heartbroken, you're shot in the heart, who could you call? And, like, feel, like, unjudged and, like, not feel weird.
My brother and you niggas.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. I call on the Lord.
That make you feel good?
Yep.
You know, I kind of agree with that. Like, nothing stresses me out than feeling heartbroken and telling somebody, hey, man, my heart hurt.
Yeah.
So?
Because now I got to live on my heart like what niggas in these streets thinking that I'm soft. I can't live my heart that way. I can't live my life that way. It's stupid. It's ignorant.
Just the way the streets is, though.
Yeah, they think I think I'm sweet. Hey, it's just sweet.
Yeah.
It's just sweet.
Mm-hmm. My heart don't break, nigga.
No, but I do got shit. I got maybe two people. Women, though. I don't know. So something about me won't let me tell another dude that my heart hurts. It's easier to tell a lady.
You got no time to be soft.
Yeah. I feel like women are less thrown off by that kind of expression. I feel like if you tell niggas, man, I'm heartbroken, they freeze because they don't know what to do. Like, women know what to do.
But yeah. Go ahead, Ben.
Because I guess, depending on who you ask, women may be more prone to be more consoling. And maybe that's what you're looking for in that moment.
Maybe.
So... But I kind of piggyback off of Ricky's answer. You know, my apologies for not diversifying the answer, but I feel like I could tell you guys that, you know, without any type of judgment. You know, you guys are just gonna give me your best advice. Plus, you give very sound advice.
Yeah, because it's about knowing when it's time to stop fucking around.
Right.
Like, you can see where your dog really needed.
Yeah.
So you can see where. Yeah.
I don't feel no type of way about telling you. I've told you a bunch of shit, man. Same goes with Ricky. Nigga knows my whole damn life. He could probably write a book on me. I probably wouldn't have to give him any type of feedback. That's how much shit I've told this guy.
Chris.
And I've come to you, Chris, as well. So, I don't know, man. It's just about knowing your personnel. And I feel like the personnel I have around me is A1 enough to where I can come to you guys in full transparency about some things.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Just the people you have around you is important, specifically for moments when you feel your worst.
You got to make sure you don't surround yourself around fuck niggas. I don't see nobody at this table to be a fuck nigga.
Don't hang with fucking losers.
Because, bro,
I beg to differ. I got called that a lot.
Yeah, that's why I said losers. Rarely do you get called a loser.
Nothing feels worse than like having like your vulnerabilities thrown back in your face.
Yeah, bro. Listen.
And it's like, and that shit makes you want
to... It done happened before.
It makes you want to shut down all that shit.
Nigga, you ain't going to do shit. You was crying over that little bitch.
Yeah. Ow! That's how it happened.
Ow. Come on now. I know you ain't talking. Oh, shit. Hey.
I know you ain't laughing, nigga. Fuck you laughing for?
Nothing is scarier than...
You ain't call me crying over Christina. Huh? You wasn't in tears, snot coming out your nose, little nigga.
Nigga got all the jokes about my pajama pics, but nigga was crying over that whole last week.
Last week.
When you hear her, I know you ain't talking from the nigga you just confided to.
Right. I wasn't, sir. I was not talking, sir.
He about to spice your ass.
I was not talking, sir.
And it's always...
Who was talking?
And it's always in front of a group of people that you don't want to hear the news.
Come on, man.
Hey, who was talking? Me.
I just told this nigga my bitch left me and I was crying, and then you, I know you ain't talking. I just told you. People ain't shit, bro. Like, this is the thing. Like, before you confide, you have to think about, can this nigga ruin me?
Yeah. With some people, you do. You have to ask yourself.
Man, listen, what the fuck?
I'm usually the ruiner.
Like, especially if I've seen you spray someone else, you could forget about it, pal. You can forget about it. Okay, Chris, what is this? Because let me tell you something. This is chicken, okay? This is chicken You can't convince me that you didn't fry
these
a fucking
vegan chicken.
Chicken
tenders.
Why did the Ray J look?
Bro, Chris fried a fucking chicken and he's lying to us, bro.
I can't stop eating this shit.
Yo. This is remarkable.
Vegan chicken tenders.
This
bro.
Is crazy. What you got here? Guys, I have eaten chicken all over the world. Man, all right. I am chicken, a chicken bro. Connoisseur. Okay.
In other words, he's a nigger.
Right. I've eaten chicken in at least 6 countries. And this.
In me country, me eat chicken in 6 parishes. Miyad.
Name one.
In a Miyad.
Name one.
The grill.
Fuck off.
That's
man.
Dangerous. If you can name a parish, he's a dangerous nigger. He's a dangerous nigger.
That's why his only comeback was fuck off.
It's not
I've
even
never a, heard you say that before.
It's not even a parish like that, bro.
That's Miyad.
Fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a parish like that.
Like that.
It's a city. What is it's a it? Whole city.
He hates that I'm becoming Jamaican. He hates it.
I hate you.
Me soon turn Rasta. God bless. Selassie. Praise Selassie.
Can we get to the next subject, please?
Rick. If you come here one of these days,
look, I'm telling
in
you,
a turban,
it's coming.
Let me tell you it's how coming. I would not be able to contain myself.
It's coming. I'm telling you right now, it's coming.
Chris gonna file for you. He gonna show up here with like dread extensions.
I'm already.
Chris gonna file for you.
I'm already skinny now. I'm gonna show up here in a fucking turban.
Chris gonna pull up that shotgun from behind that counter and stop fucking with you.
I'm not gonna let him inside.
Show love and respect, brethren.
Gonna ban him from the shop
completely.
I'm only letting Haitians inside. Leave that Jamaican out there.
Yep. That's gonna be the new rule.
Leave the Jamaican out there and bring the Haitian inside.
Bumba clock.
Bro, when they open the world back up, where's the first place y'all boys going for real?
Abal.
I was thinking about traveling, but you changed me just now.
A fucking bottle, nigga.
Need that, huh?
A fucking bottle.
I need that.
That ain't a bad choice, man.
What's the difference between that and a party?
Yeah, a Haitian party is different, man. A
Haitian party is different.
It's different.
Culture's different. You can walk up to a lady. Hello, m'lady. May I have this dance? She'll vet you. See if you're there to dance. See if you're there trying to feel upon her. If she feels as if your intentions are pure, have a good fucking time.
If you got
Don't be creepy is the rule.
She grabs the back of your head while you're dancing.
Oh,
you got her.
Kick to it, don't it?
I miss that, man.
You got her.
Man, we talking about bringing Griot Fest back this year.
Already?
God, ooh. Man. But, you know, we have to see other shit shake, but God willing.
Right? Mm-hmm. Huh? It's a festival.
It's in November. And it's open air.
You said that in the beginning of the pandemic.
Right, remember?
You said that in the beginning of the pandemic.
But it's like, but by the summer, we knew, like, okay, shit crazy. Mm-hmm. Because that kind of event, we need at least 6 months.
Yeah. I'm telling you, things are going to change when motherfuckers start taking this vaccine. You're going to see.
Yeah. That, because what I believe is going to happen is people with the vaccine are going to be out here doing crazy, wild shit, living their best life. And it's going to be looking like that Squidward meme when he watches SpongeBob play.
It's going to be fucking FOMO.
It's going to be like, man, listen, if I get to do that, give it
and
to
not
me
only
too.
That, man, America realized the money dried up. We need niggas outside. Man, put these niggas on a vaccine, man. Get these niggas outside again.
For real.
Record companies dying. Ain't no tour money. The movies are dead. Mm-hmm. The movie industry is dead. Like, nigga, they going, this, you'll see.
Yeah, the movie industry definitely died, though.
Because this shit is really testing people's savings account. Like,
yeah.
How many businesses could really last a year with no business?
It's just crazy. A lot of businesses can't last 2 months. Bro.
The improv school that I was going to in New York shut down.
Yeah.
Like UCB New York closed. They're doing online shit, and I believe they still have their LA branch open. But UCB closed down.
It's a lot
Lots
of
comedy clubs yeah. closed down.
A lot yeah. of businesses, man. Like just, even when you're driving through the city, bro, you see a lot of shit just dark. Like it's not open, like just dead. They couldn't survive. They can't survive this shit, man. If you're a mom and pops, unless you're the Vegetarian Delight, but if you like a normal fucking place, like, you can't survive this shit.
When did I go to Vegas? Was that the fucking summer?
Yeah.
And the fucking strip was a ghost town.
God damn.
The strip, a ghost town.
Remember when this shit first hit and they had us on curfews and shit? And we didn't know what the fuck was to what to expect. They were saying, oh, we're gonna see army trucks.
Now we know it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Like COVID has no bedtime. Fuck you, pal. I'm staying up. You doubted us, bitch.
Don't he always?
Fuck you talking about G unit, nigga.
Wait, why'd you go there?
We don't know.
Why G unit?
50.
Come on, guys. Don't leave me.
Fucking guy, bro.
Come on, bro.
I'm definitely bringing that to 20.
Everyone, look at your timer and see the big 50 on the clock and know why I made the G unit sound and know that why these guys know that.
He's so corny, though.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
This nigga just gave us chicken, bro. I'm convinced.
I'm okay. All right. I'm not insane, right?
Fucking chicken.
Eating the last piece.
Let me get it half. I only have one piece.
Cause I was going, oh, wow, you be tripping.
Nigga, I ate.
You be tripping.
Yeah, for real. You know, with a fucking plant.
Talk while I eat, Ricky. Tell me about your day.
Today was pretty crazy, man. Work was fucking bullshit. But I got through it. Thank God for Maya. She was there with me.
You and your Haitian female army.
Oh, listen, them Haitians are amazing over there, man. They be putting me on game, bro. Mm-hmm. They be giving me soup jumu, all types of shit. They're great.
I can follow that up by saying that I want to say it was like last week, maybe a little bit before last week, I went to the gas station and I was solicited for sex by a prostitute in Hollywood, Florida.
Did you just tell me you was just waiting for the bus?
How did she say it?
I'm no one sex.
She came up to me. It was a black lady. And she said, hey, little daddy.
You looking for a good time?
Nice. You looking for a good time?
Really?
Mm. Yeah. What'd you say?
That still works.
I told her, no, I'm not. I'm just pumping my gas.
Boo. She wanted you to pump her gas.
Do you have a card, perhaps?
Boo. Ben doesn't want a good time.
No, I don't. Not from her. But once I rejected her the first time, she then proceeded to turn around. And she lifted her dress up and
show
showed
your
me
whole
the,
pussy.
Showed me the goods.
That's
showed me the goods. And for somebody who was down on hard times, man, she
clean pussy. Ain't it?
I mean, she was making the thing work. She was twerking right there in broad daylight in the gas station in Hollywood, Florida. And she could have gave Megan a run for her money. She was working, like literally, like putting on a show in order to convince me to pay her for sex.
Had you been a lesser man.
Had I been a lesser...
That could be a title. Yeah. Had I been a lesser man.
Had I been a lesser man.
Yeah, that's funny.
Who knows?
She's the pick of the litter, you know, with the, you know, yeah, that community.
Thick of the litter.
If a prostitute offers you sex in the middle of the day at the gas station, I can't but help think about how much she's been walking around all day.
See, where my mind goes is I'm always curious. Like, when I used to hang out on the beach a lot, I would always get solicited for, like, Molly and, like, beans. And I would make them, like, what about me
says
made you feel like I might buy some beans from you?
So, oh, like they want to sell you beans.
Yeah. So, like, what about Ben says this nigga was ready to buy some pussy today?
Because, look, he's probably done it before.
I have not.
She doesn't know. She doesn't
like,
know.
What about Ben said that she could make a sale today?
Had the beard.
I don't know. It may have been the beard.
She doesn't know that. She just sees a nigga who.
You have a pussy buying beard? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I had the gold watch, the gold chain, gold bracelet.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You had the grills in.
If I'm selling pussy, I'm selling it to that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's what did it.
I want that guy to buy it.
Mm-hmm. I want that guy to buy it, and it looks like he's bought before.
Yeah, he looked like he can afford it.
But I was actually a little dumbfounded by her shape. I was like, how are you like this? It's ridiculous.
Whenever somebody starts off, whenever a woman hollers at you with, hey, little daddy, she means something but business.
That's a soul snatcher. You better be careful.
For real.
Don't lay anywhere near you.
I'm good.
Hey, little daddy.
Got in my car and scurried out of there.
She has many souls in her closet.
Has anybody here watched Rick and Morty?
I've watched it a few times.
I finally watched it for the first time in Deep Dive.
Weird.
It's just hilarious, man.
Yeah.
It is funny as fuck, and I didn't know. I'm so sorry. I'm so late.
It's got some strange.
It's a cartoon, happenings. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, funny as fuck, though.
I've seen it before. I just
watched it like a few times with Eli, really adult.
Yeah, it's got some pretty adult jokes.
I have been letting the curse words fly in front of Eli as of late. I've really... Because the motherfucker's on TikTok, bro. Okay? If you're on TikTok...
You know what time it is.
And you play rap music...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play... why am I going to fucking keep this
up? You think Eli hasn't heard Throat Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck? My God.
Come on, man.
I put on CJ Whoopty. Nigga knows it word for word. He censors himself because I'm a parent and he respects me. But come on. I'm sure you say all the curse words when I'm not here.
Right. He's definitely telling niggas to get the strap when you're not
he's
around.
He's definitely saying get the fuck out of here when he was. So, I mean, I'm sure that whenever he's on this Fortnite, he get lit.
Yeah.
He's probably an oppressor on Fortnite.
Definitely. Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you.
You fucking suck.
Dance, nigga. Hold on now. Somebody just shot the shot in my DMs. Let's get to it.
Uh-oh.
Coincidence, though. Something for DM Diaries.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Did somebody say get the strap? Who said that?
I did.
He did.
Get the strap. If you want to get the strap, and get the strap legally, get the strap by the state of Florida. You know what you should do? Call our brother Jude, huh? At Cocky Glock on Instagram. Follow up with Jude. You can give him a call as well at 786-315-3546. Call Jude for all firearm safety instructional classes, assistance licensing, teach you how to clean it, load it, hold it, keep it to your side, put it in your back like the gangster, shoot it carefully, not that side shit like don't be a menace. Real gun shooting, huh? Fuck with Jude. Don't be no prude. And fix your fucking attitude. Don't be rude.
Bang, 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 bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
We have now reached the DM Diary section of our program.
Already.
Hell. These niggas are fucking weirdos.
Are we doing DM Diary?
This right here is a four pager, guys. From a Haitian. He's one of us.
You ready?
I am. You niggas disgust me. You wild bitches don't trust me. You niggas is macking real ugly. Your presence bugs me. You're scrubby. You're buggy. Hell, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell your secrets not safe with us. We gon' tell your secrets. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy. A bitch boy. Break him down. You belong in jail. Your messages always fail. You be throwing shit off the rail. You going to jail, you need some bail. Bitch ass boy. Once again, one more time to Chris for these fucking chicken strips. They're still on my mind. I'm still thinking about these chicken strips. How the fuck have I been here 3 years and he's still making new things? Did a fucking new vegetable come out? What the fuck is going on?
Wow. Oh my God.
How are you dropping new shit?
No. Oh my God.
Okay. Let's get started with this fucking creep. He starts out, good morning, queen. Wednesday, it says, yesterday. And then today. I'm 6'3". My favorite food is steak or chicken alfredo. And some fire-ass mac and cheese, baked. My favorite color is navy blue. My favorite sport is, I like all sports, but I'm into weightlifting and CrossFit. My favorite team is anything from Miami. I'm from Miami, so I like the Miami Hurricanes.
So you're an asshole?
The Miami Dolphins.
Got it.
My name is blank blank, formerly known as blank blank. Oh, God. I changed my name at 21. Long story. I'll explain later. Dead be dead. I'm Cuban and black. I know a little bit of Spanish. I have an amazing 3-year-old daughter named blank. We come as a set. So if you decide.
This is a job application of DM Diaries. What are you reading?
Boy. This DM Diary.
This is ridiculous.
You decide. But moving, my birthday is blank. I'm 26 years old. I like to go to the gym, travel, anything outdoors, and physical. I like to do random road trips, try new places, and eat. I do photography, so I capture the moment. I'm down for anything, though. I'm not picky. I really like and want to travel. I already have a passport, and I'm not afraid to use it. Relationship goals. I believe a woman deserves someone who loves her with every single beat of his heart. Someone who thinks of her about her constantly. Someone who spends every minute of every day just wondering what she's doing, where she is, who she's with, if she's okay.
She stopped reading a long time ago, bro.
A woman needs someone who can help her reach her dreams and protect her from her fears.
No, she don't.
She needs someone who would treat her with respect, love every part of her, especially her flaws.
How you know that?
She should be with someone who can make her really happy, dancing on air happy. And I think I might be him for you. At least I think so. I'm a college graduate with 2 degrees, working on my master's now in cybersecurity. I'm a man of God. I'm also a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. There it goes. That's what's wrong. I was wondering where was this cheesiness coming from. It's coming from the fret. I understand. I like to volunteer and cook. I plan to retire out of the military. Speaking of military, just a few things that should run by you. I do jump out of perfectly good airplanes, move, shoot, and communicate. I am a...
He's still going, though?
I am a special forces soldier. This nigga is everything.
Like, what don't you do?
It sounds like you read in a clubhouse bio.
I am a special forces soldier. But I am slowly transitioning.
Already. She didn't even read this far. She knows none of this.
All right, bro, I'm done. He's still too much, bro. He's reading.
I forgot this nigga's name, bro.
I never said it.
I forgot where he would have put his name in that. Like, I remember you saying this blank, blank, blank. But I forgot that whole, like, you said a bunch of shit before that.
I stopped on page 3. There's another page and a half of
That's
this.
That's ridiculous.
He goes into his aspirations.
And now, is it all typed as one message?
Yeah.
And she doesn't give a fuck.
So it's one long...
One long message.
Wow.
And she was frightened and sent it over to us. Yeah.
There's no way she read past the first four lines.
She ain't reading all that shit, bro. No one's reading all that bullshit.
I just want you to know that, bro. If you're out here sending 4-page DMs and you're not separating that shit, she ain't read past the first four lines, nigga.
But the issue is that... She didn't even express any interest.
Nothing.
He said hello.
This is the first.
And I like long walks on the beach. He went crazy.
Jumping out the window.
Yep.
No merit.
I'm always confused by these niggas because they expose themselves so much. And I don't feel like I feel like there may need to be like a review board. There has to be a company that comes at it like that. There should be a DM review board somewhere.
There is. You're looking at it.
Wait,
we're the guy.
Things are coming.
It's us, you biting motherfuckers.
It's coming full circle now. I'm starting to understand. Wait 1 second. Full circle. The guys in these DMs who are fucking weirdos, you know who they ate lunch with in high school? Huh?
Your fault.
This guy's fucking stuck. All right, the fucking secondhand smoke, bro. These niggas was on a short bus. Okay, this is why they don't understand people. They don't understand that they're being ignored. They can't understand fucking social cues because there's no way you can send 75 messages and be okay.
There's no way you can send a message 4 pages long
and be okay
in one typing.
It's crazy.
Like, what if you made a typo?
And if that is the case, I'm so sorry that we make fun of you guys.
Can you imagine talking to this man? If he could just send a 4-page DM just talking about himself. Imagine him talking.
Nonstop.
And for me, it's the little warning signs. Like, he thinks the man should spend every waking moment thinking about where she is, what she's doing, and if she's okay.
He's going to stalk you.
Like, you see, like, you squeeze those little sentences in the middle. Like, that's crazy.
Young lady. I need you to block this man and don't look back. Just you turn your back on this and you just run away. Run away.
I was saying he's Cuban and black.
There's something wrong. There is seriously something
Cuban
wrong.
Cuban people don't believe they're black, so you know there's something wrong.
I know black guy Cuban.
I know black
Dominican.
I know black guy Dominican.
Hello, black. Nunca, 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 nunca.
Hey, you black like this. I know black, you black like this.
We have now reached the Ask Real Nigga section of our program. See, this part of the program is where we get questions from our real nigga Navy. And then we explore them. And we discuss them with our fellow cohorts until we can find some sort of a communal agreement, if you will, and until we can reach some sort of a common ground, if you will, until we can find a
just play the fucking song.
Hey, but you better ask a real nigga. But you better ride with the boy, ride with the boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with the boy, slide with the boy, slide. Nigga. As a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit a nigga, nigga, nigga. About to hit a spliffer nigga, with my nigga, nigga Chrissa. Nigga.
Nigga.
What the fuck is my phone? Nigga.
Nigga them.
Nigga them, nigga them.
Look at them, look at them.
Wait a minute, guys.
Nigga them is funny.
I missed the DM diary, and we have to share this one. This was submitted by a part of our Navy.
Oh, it's time to fry. Mm. Let me get my apron. Because we're going to cook this nigga.
And this brother was sincerely embarrassed. Let's walk through it. He says, happy birthday. She says, thank you. He goes, no problem, queen. She double taps that.
Nigga, okay. Always trying to get off the happy birthday, bro. Stop. I mean,
but the happy birthday should be, you understand, where niggas slide.
That's not your way in.
So now when she says thank you,
stop,
and
right
you
there.
Say no problem, queen,
stop right
and she
there.
Double taps your response.
Stop right there.
It typically means
stop right there.
That you don't want to move forward, right?
That's it.
But I'm all for getting clarity and certainty, right? So he responds, what are you doing for your birthday? She goes, dinner with friends.
Not even having dinner with friends.
Now he goes, awesome. I hope you have fun and be safe, okay?
No response.
She goes, sorry, I meant to respond to your message. Unfortunately, I'm not interested. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He drops 7 lines of crying emojis. Okay?
He was hurt.
Straight. Straight. I think this is an odd move, brother. She says you're not interested. For me, that would be a message I left read. You know? She goes, okay. Have a good one. He then drops 3 straight lines of crying emojis. She goes, "You're weird. Stop replying." Now that hurts my feelings. Okay? I'm an innocent bystander and it hurt me. And then he goes, "You ignore for months." And that says something months later. Girl, bye.
Hey, listen, brother. I don't ever want to see you in anybody's DMs again, man. You are finished. You're canceled.
You are on you don't DM
know, you don't know
probation.
How to do this. You're bad at this.
Your DM privileges have been
destroyed. I don't ever want to see you in anybody's DM.
This is god-awful work. You've listened to every episode we've done, and you decide that this was a good fucking idea to go in this young woman's DMs and talk like this and do this shit.
You've listened to us do it to these people,
and you're
you
out
know what the missteps are,
and you're out here violating. Oh, I'm ashamed,
brother.
I am ashamed.
The cry faces were a bit much. Honestly, once she said dinner with friends, I thought you were going to say, "Let me take you out." Or let me pull up.
Honestly, me, I would have just stopped where she, what would he is? I would have stopped.
When she said thank you?
Thank you. That would have stopped right there. She's clearly not interested.
And live to fight another day or just be done?
It's done, bro.
After she double tapped the no problem.
That was it.
That's the end of the road there, bro.
Happy birthday is not your fucking end, my
nigga. Because if she wanted to vibe, she probably would have invited you to dinner.
Not nigga, you got to catch that. A clue, my nigga. She's giving you the clues. Like, she was giving you clues. Like, yo, nigga, she's never interested. You just wasn't catching on.
You got to catch the clues because at the very least, if you're a very persistent man, you would stop right there and wait for a better opening. Maybe to say something else. Maybe a month from now if you wanted to push on.
Right.
But from that point on, you're really reaching and you're giving her even more reason to really shove it in your face and say, "Hey, stop. I'm not interested. You got to take it easy, man. We got to take it easy. Shirts available
on
the website,
man. You know what you need. You need one of these,
bro. Wear it and embody it, okay? Take a leasy.
You need
take a leasy, brother.
1,600 milligrams. Take two.
You got to pump the brakes, bro.
Drink some water with it.
You should probably abstain, just like Ricky says, from DMing anybody else.
And put your phone down.
Don't take any leesies on an empty stomach, okay?
No. Yes, make sure you eat. Please.
This first Ask a Real Nigga question comes from QueenSmiley_love. How do you think your fellow podcasters describe you to other people?
Good question.
It's a great question.
I don't know. I don't think you'll have bad things to say. I think you'll say something that makes you giggle inside or laugh inside about me, like something that you think is, I guess, funny. Because I remember you saying one time at the job that you think someone like me should be on a sitcom or something. You said my life. In the way that I describe it belongs to be depicted on the sitcom. So you'll probably say something like that. I don't know. You'd make it fun, but I don't think you'd say bad things.
How do you think we describe you to other people, Ricky?
I think I say to other people that I'm a fucking jackass.
I think you'd be pretty accurate in that assumption, Ricky.
Yeah. I wouldn't describe you as a jackass.
You'd be wrong.
I know, but I let people decide when they meet you that you're a jackass.
That's fine.
Usually tell them that he's a passionate, energetic guy.
That's the Ricky pre-2021.
He's a firecracker. That's that fair. Guy.
I'm a new man.
You're still a nigger. Thanks.
That'll change.
Christopher, how do you think that we describe you to other people?
That's a great question.
Hi. We just say hi. And then that's it.
Honestly, I think that's what everybody leads with, how much I smoke. That's usually the first thing people notice.
It's the only thing you do?
That's relative.
How do you think we describe you, asshole?
As that. An asshole, maybe a bit of a wild cannon.
Wild Ken.
When I'm
Wild
talking Ken. To people about, Wild when I'm Cannon. Introducing people to the podcast, that's how I would describe you. But as a person,
I'm pretty tame.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice guy.
I'll be chilling.
He's a very nice guy. He might shoot you. He's a nice guy.
I can't, literally, one day before I die, I'm going to have me a self-defense shooting. One of these niggas. Before I die, believe you me, I'm going to make it on a news story. Yep. Came through the door and I shot him. I sure did.
Bang.
Bang.
Thanks, Jude.
Thank you, Jude.
Hey, we need that on a t-shirt. Bang.
Thank you, Jude. Teaching me how to protect my friends. Hey, goddamn it. I DM Shay because she probably didn't respond, but she thought I wanted some titties. But Jude reached out and he heard her talk about the classes and he wants to link. So plug her up.
Got it.
Yeah.
Ben.
I should have DM'd from the NWO page. That's what I should have did. That's more businessy, right?
Yeah. She probably thought you were trying to.
Trying to slide.
Get another one of her pictures.
So, yeah, what were we saying about Jude?
Yeah, he wants to link up with her and do her training.
What else were you saying about Jude?
What do you mean?
What do you usually say about Jude on this show?
I'm confused.
Are you gonna talk about his sponsorship?
We did it already.
I'm sorry.
You fucking drug addict, we did it already.
I don't remember that.
Didn't we?
I don't remember that happening.
Ben, did we?
No.
I feel like we did.
No, we didn't.
Are you sure?
Guys, I'm positive we didn't
do it.
Okay.
You want to do it again?
We're going to do it again, but I know we did, Jude. But we're going to do it again because fuck it.
Just why not?
No, wait.
We didn't do it.
We did it because...
We did not do it because we're going to do it now.
I'm mad I have no proof, but I know we did it. But it's all right. We're going to do it again. Call Jude. Nigga, I still got Jude's number here. We just did this shit. 786-315-3546. Call our brother Jude at Cocky Glock on the Instagram. Apex Security Services, you want to learn how to hold your firearm, clean your firearm, keep it safe, take it off safety, please contact Jude and he will keep you safe. Remember, we were saying, no, I forgot. No.
Yeah.
This is what Ricky said. Anything else you want to say about Jude?
I'm like, what would I say? We did it already.
He was like, I'm so confused.
We covered it.
Oh, man.
Bang. Thank you, Jude. That'd be a great shirt.
Okay, this next ask an idiot nigga question. Hey, fuck.
Shit.
Oh, I fucked up. I'll tell you guys later how I fucked up, but I fucked up. Son of three bitches.
We can't just add it now?
No. It won't count the same now. Fucking shit. Bitch. God damn it. This next. You fucking shit.
You just fucking up, man. You just trying to end this shit. You just
fucking
up.
Fuck, I fuck. Shit. Fuck. I'm looking at the last list from the last podcast, looking at a subject that I left off that we should have did last podcast. That hurt my feelings. It really hurt my feelings.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it hurt my feelings.
Because it's so relevant to the time.
Hey, motherfucker.
Fuck.
Shit, exactly, bitch, fuck. All right. This next Ask a Real Nigga question comes from Poppy _ Clemas, our brother. Ask a real nigga question. Really? Would it bother you a couple years after you broke up with your ex's best friend tells you that she used to cheat on you, or you're chilling with a group of guys you hardly know, and they bring up that your ex that they smashed, and you realize it was while you guys were dating. If she's an ex, and I find out about a past transgression,
what can you do?
I'm not addressing that shit, bro.
Well, I mean, it never happened. I was never with that hoe.
You know what I mean?
I can't believe y'all did that girl like that.
I mean, if God I was damn. Still with her, that's different.
I was not.
If you're still with her, you have to answer me. But if I'm no longer with you, it's none of my business.
Like, all right, that sucks that that happened. But I mean, at this point, oh well.
I mean, I probably knew it anyway, bitch. Yeah. That's why we're not together anymore.
Yeah. Now, the hard way.
Are you allowed to feel away? Sure.
Sure.
Hey, it happened on your watch. You're like, damn, when? Did I kiss her in the mouth? Fuck. You're allowed to feel away. You're allowed to have some regret.
Yeah.
Chris is you're allowed to feel some regret,
mm-hmm.
but don't be calling her and fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now.
I don't want you back. Use coconut oil, bro. Clean your mouth up.
Use coconut oil, bro. Clean out your mouth, right?
Breath.
One more ask a real nigga question. Hold up, this one was actually pretty groovy.
Hold on.
Pretty Redbone 24.
Oh, shit.
Do you think you can fall in love with somebody that you've never fucked raw?
Nope.
No.
Not for real.
If I'm going to answer from personal experience, I'm on one side of the fence here.
The only reason why is because everybody I've ever loved, I fuck them raw.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So I don't know how if it works the other way.
I don't know. I don't have the data.
I don't want it. I don't want that data. I
can't answer this question. By default, I'm on one side because everyone, again, just like you said, everyone that I've been in love with for real, I've had sex wrong with.
She's let me grease.
Grease.
Bareback. Grease.
Grease.
Bareback.
Grease sounds wrong.
Yeah, you can't grease with a condom. You have to use a different word. Yeah. If you use a condom, you had sex.
Yes.
But if it's raw, you greased.
Grease.
Because how else are you going to feel the grease? Oh, so you're going to feel that slip and slide. That baby oil, you know.
You feel me?
That ooshy-gooshy sleepy-sloopy. Okay.
That ooshy-gooshy.
Like that funk, that cute, that nasty stuff.
You know what I mean?
Richard, final thoughts for the evening.
Hey, brother. Hey.
You can't lie for that. Yeah. Like, motherfucker. Final thoughts? Oh, this is my jam right here.
This is my shit. This is my shit. Hey, my brother from the nigga Navy.
Ben, you got it?
Don't ever let me see you in the DM diary again, man. I'm serious. It's over for you. You are done. You're finito in these streets.
What's the next
If I step find out you're back in the probation. DM diaries, I'm going to flame your big ass. All right? So you stay the fuck out of them DM diaries, man.
What's the next step up from probation?
Joe.
No,
what, parole?
Parole. This nigga's on DM parole. Ankle monitor on. You cannot leave your Instagram page to go to nobody's DMs until we decide that the ankle monitor can come off.
Chris, final thoughts?
My final thoughts are if you are on the internet at all, make sure you go to YouTube and YouTube NWO podcast. We got a lot of content coming. We're just waiting on things to kind of line up. But as soon as they do line up, we'll have a lot of content coming out for you all to see. And different, different ways to get up close and personal with the guys and myself. I feel like you guys as an audience know us from one aspect of things, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see how we come and do our thing here, but we also hang out outside of here, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be doing a lot of stuff with just giving y'all an inside look on that. So it's gonna be pretty cool.
So long ass thought.
And only
that's what he said. Ben, final thoughts? Come together, brother. Come together. come together.
Right now. Over me.
I love asking you niggas why y'all know that song. Oh, God.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Only there will you be able to see these moments. Other than that, tell a friend and tell a friend about the podcast. And thank you so much for your continued love and support.
My final thoughts are, when you take a shower, man, don't forget to wash the back of your neck. Too many people neglect the back of the neck. And it's crazy.
Grease.
Because, bro, like, they look like Chris on the front and me on the back. You have to wash your neck, bro. I want to know who you are from behind. I don't want to be confused by your neck. Watch it.
I'm sorry. I also want to add a secondary thought. I'm sorry. Y'all young ladies on Twitter, y'all going crazy now. Y'all got to chill out. Because earlier today, I saw a question that said, as a man, seriously, why do y'all have over 1,000 followers? We're not even allowed to have followers at this point.
They don't want us to live.
They don't want us to live. I'm just a black man trying to live.
I'm a black man. I hate that fucking kid. That fucking loud ass kid. I just want to live.
The one that sings the Negro spiritual?
Oh,
yes.
Fucking hate him.
I fucking hate that.
I'm a black
thing.
Man.
This is one video where he comes on the video. He starts dancing to promote his album.
Oh,
I fucking hate that.
Like
fucking
a fucking
kid.
Gecko.
I hate fucking hate that. With his fucking rainbow teeth. I fucking hate that motherfucker.
Fucking hate that kid. Oh.
Hey, kid, if you listen to
wide mouth buffoon.
Plus, really don't hate you, man. Keep
King Griffey face bastard.
Motherfucker look like a sea bass. I fucking hate him.
Hey, right now, everybody, take your phone out and Google sea bass.
Fucking hate him, dog. Never want to see that kid again, dog.
Why,
dog? Of all music, why the slave hymns? Why the slave hymns?
Like, bro. When Chris Brown was in that, he was singing Run It. Yeah. Oh, see, I'm a black man. Come on,
what?
Man. Get that shit. That's oh, so God. That wade in the water shit, bro.
Don't
come on,
hear
man.
That, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. I want to hear that from no fucking 11-year-old. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You know, nigga talking about strife.
Yeah.
You 12. What you about strife, bro?
You don't talk to me about struggle, nigga. You don't struggle.
How you gonna be a black man? Fuck out of here.
He's definitely special ed. Nobody can tell me different. He's special ed.
Chill out.
His name is actually Edward. They call him special.
Fucking singing to me.
Bitch.
Chill out.
All right. Ben, serve the week.
When the fuck does he get off?
I feel like we end every episode now. Like, we're going nuts, dog. Going nuts.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of CJ Whoopty.
Thank you for listening to your podcast. Peace.
I'm pretty sure you guys heard that coming anyway because Plus debuted it. Peace out.
Whoopty, bitch, I'm outside of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like loose leaf. Bitch, I'm by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallowed all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out, familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing her back out. I'm back on my bullshit, spin back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless, and my shooters, they shooting. I won't shake her, they roof, Chris. I get the breeze, then it's adios. If I'm with your trees, then she give it throw. When I see police, then we gang low. That's another piece, that's another zone. Ice in the VVs, now she down to get treachy. I got all this water on me like Fiji. Bitch, I'm posted up with hats and the sleazies. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. And I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Whooped it, bitch, I'm outside of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. Bitch, I'm by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallowed all my kids in a two-seat.
swagged out. Familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing her back out. I'm back on my bullshit. Spin back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless. And my shooters, they shooting. I'm gonna take it in ruthless.